Imagine you unearthed the bones of an animal and had little idea exactly what you had found. Now imagine making up a fanciful tale about the creature and traveling the nation to tell its story. That's exactly what happened just south of St. Louis. Today, we search for the truth on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Nancy Smith is the administrator of Mastodon State Historic Site just south of St. Louis. Although today much is known about these creatures from centuries ago, when they were first unearthed, all kinds of wild stories were developed about exactly what those bones were.
The earliest known excavations at this site are in 1839. A man named Dr. Albert Koch was excavating here. He had a small museum in St. Louis and was told that there were bones sticking out of the side of the riverbed down here. He came and investigated, and we're not sure how many skeletons that he dug at that time. It's reported that up to 60 were removed.
Once he had taken them from the earth, his story evolved into a grand tale.
He put the bones together and kind of like a carnival thing. You know, this is a Missouri Leviathan, he called it. It's a swimming animal. It used its trunk like a snorkel to breathe.
And with that story, he began to show off the find across the nation.
He traveled around the United States with this and over to Europe as well. He sold it to the museum over in London, and it's still on display there, although their professionals have rearranged it and named it correctly as an American mastodon.
Visitors to the State Historic Site can get an accurate story today and learn why this site is so important. Smith says people also learned about other animals now extinct.
There were giant ground sloths here. They're plant eaters. They have curved claws. They walked on the ground. They weren't in the trees and used their big claws to gather up leaves and branches.
Today, the site encompasses over 400 acres and retells the story of animals that roamed the earth centuries ago. Traveling the countryside in Imperial, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.